Chapter 7.
King Ptolemy, the father lover, to the generals in Egypt and all in authority in his government, greetings and good health. We ourselves and our children are faring well, the great God guiding our affairs according to our desire. Certain of our friends, frequently urging us with malicious intent, persuaded us to gather together the Judeans of the kingdom in a body and to punish them with barbarous penalties as traitors. For they declared that our government would never be firmly established until this was accomplished, because of the ill will that these people had toward all nations. They also led them out with harsh treatment as slaves, or rather as traitors, and girding themselves with a cruelty more savage than that of the Scythian custom, they tried without any inquiry or examination to put them to death. But we very severely threatened them for these acts, and in accordance with the clemency that we have toward all people, we barely spared their lives. Since we have come to realize that the God of heaven surely defends the Judeans, always taking their part as a father does for his children, and since we have taken into account the friendly and firm goodwill that they had towards us and our ancestors, we rightly have acquitted them of every charge of whatever kind. We also have ordered all people to return to their own homes, with no one in any place doing them harm at all or reproaching them for the irrational things that have happened. For you should know that if we devise any evil against them or cause them any grief at all, we always shall have not a mortal, but the ruler over every power, the Most High God, in everything and inescapably as an antagonist to avenge such acts. Farewell.
On receiving this letter, the Judeans did not immediately hurry to make their departure, but they made a request to the king that, at their own hands, those of the Judean nation who had willfully transgressed against the holy God and the law of God should receive the punishment they deserved. They declared that those who for the belly's sake had transgressed the divine commandments would never be favorably disposed toward the king's government. The king then, admitting and approving the truth of what they said, granted them a general license so that freely and without royal authority or supervision, they might destroy those everywhere in his kingdom who had transgressed the law of God. When they had applauded him in a fitting manner, their priests and the whole multitude shouted,
"Praise Yahweh!"
and joyfully departed. And so on their journey, any of their compatriots whom they met, who had become defiled, they punished and put to a public and shameful death. In that day, they put to death more than 300 men, and they kept the day as a joyful festival, since they had destroyed the profaners. But those who had held fast to God, even to death, and had received the full enjoyment of deliverance, began their departure from the city, crowned with all sorts of very fragrant flowers, joyfully and loudly giving thanks, in words of praise and all kinds of melodious songs, to the one God of their fathers, the eternal Savior of Israel. When they had arrived at Ptolemais, called Rose-bearing, because of a characteristic of the place, the fleet waited for them for 7 days, in accordance with the common desire. There, they made a cup of deliverance, for the king had generously provided all things to them for their journey, until all of them arrived at their own houses. And when they had all landed in peace with appropriate thanksgiving, there too, in like manner, they decided to observe these days as a joyous festival during the time of their stay. Then, after inscribing them as holy on a pillar, and dedicating a place of prayer at the site of the festival, they departed, unharmed, free, and overjoyed, since at the king's command they had, all of them, been brought safely by land and sea and river to their own homes. They also possess greater prestige among their enemies, being held in honor and awe. And they were not subject at all to confiscation of their belongings by anyone. Besides, all of them recovered all of their property in accordance with the registration, so that those who held any of it restored it to them with extreme fear. So the Supreme God perfectly performed great deeds for their deliverance. Blessed be the deliverer of Israel through all ages. Amen.